This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up, we still have a couple of fast frozen food entrees left for Wiggy. Sounds like, and several texters are concerned, Ken, it sounds like the governor said essentially that we're not going to be opening up for quite some time here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Well, he really is pointing to the Scott Gottlieb paper, which if you read through it, there's a lot of testing talk in there, including electronic.
I'm going to save it for tonight. I need something really interesting to read tonight.
It's not bad.
No Dateline?
20.
It is Friday, right?
I hope it's a new Dateline tonight, Danielle. I do love Dateline.
You do.
I mean,
man.
I'm not going to get the new Tiger King episode until Sunday.
Right.
Not going to get this might be the final episode of Homeland. I don't know if it's a season ender or not, Sunday at 9. But yeah, go ahead. All right. So if you read it, Ken.
Well, he mentions frequently electronic data sharing routine and securely done. So he is talking about not only the contact tracing, but also some digital means to do so.
There's a lot of people who are texting in who are bothered by the tracing. They're like, it's not constitutional to trace people and to follow people and to determine if people have the disease and where they're going when they have the disease. I mean, how do you feel about that from a constitutional point of view?
Is this going to help us get back to normal?
Yeah, then you're okay with it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
You're fine with it.
I'm fine with
it. You're fine with giving up your rights when it comes to something like that.
Well, you got to understand, it's a give and take to everything, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you people, if this is what the way we're going to get back to normal and maybe get the economy going a little bit, then so be it. The thing is he talked about testing a lot, right? So are we ever going to get to a point where they have like an over-the-counter COVID-19 test? You can go into CVS and say, you know what?
Or 7-Eleven.
Wherever it may be.
I prefer 7-Eleven. I can get my dip and get a home test.
Home kit. That's what you need.
Home kit.
That's what you need, a home kit.
Yeah. So May 4th is probably not a reasonable
date.
Although he wants the schools. He does not want to punt on the schools. He said that yesterday, too.
So schools is, that's done. Basically.
I don't know.
He's
afraid of kids missing half a year and not going back.
Yeah, he thinks they're
going
to fall behind.
That'll probably be summer then. It'll probably be like June, July, like your kids would go back to school or something like
that. They're not going back.
Right. I mean, you got to understand, they May 4th would mean that they would still, with having two kids in high school, they would still have about a month and a half left of school.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So...
All right, we're going to get to what's trending here, Ken?
No, not yet.
Okay, we got to take a break, but we'll be right back. It's an all-request rejoin Friday, Pearl Jam. Was that a request, Ken, or was that a dealer choice?
Request.
All right. So Curtis and I were just heating up the last two frozen food entrees for Jerome Wiggins. You're one for one.
Yes.
Well, no.
One for two.
One for two.
One for two.
What do you mean?
No, because the chicken parm we never did.
Well, chicken marsala, he flopped on.
Yeah, so that's
so you
one
got the Salisbury steak.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What did I say? I should have said he's one for two.
Correct.
One for two.
Batting 500.
Well, no. I'm technically not one for two because the chicken parm was never an at-bat.
Take the chicken parm out of the equation. You did the Salisbury steak first. You got that. Then you did the chicken marsala. You didn't get that. So you're one for
one.
Two.
He nailed the Salisbury steak.
Oh.
How did but he
one,
not get this?
One of these
no,
other.
No, I do get it. But you keep saying, yeah, I'm just going.
You get it now?
Yeah, I get it. But in a series, it's 1-1. One loss, one win.
I'm Instagram live right now, again. And I just got a request for some free bird.
Wow. Oh, nice.
So maybe we'll do it. You could do the 14-minute live version if you want. That'll get us out of here early.
It'll be shorter than Nick's lead.
The chicken parm doesn't count, according to this Instagram live messenger.
We're not talking about that at all.
Yeah, it's just we're
talking about the teriyaki.
We played two games. We played two games. Yeah, it is technically it's one.
You are one for two or one and one, if you want to go with your explanation.
Yes, I am one and one.
So if you just joined us, because everybody is enjoying or not enjoying frozen food entrees at home and have been for 4 weeks, and it sounds like if you heard the governor, it's going to be another extended period of time.
Good news for Stouffer's.
We decided Wiggy loves frozen food entrees, and so we decided to see how well he can do blindfolded. So we're going to get to the final two entrees that we have shortly, as soon as they're warmed up. Let's see. By the way, this is Danielle. You love the text line.
I do. What do we got, buddy? Positive, negative. Positive, negative. He's great. He sucks.
Yeah.
What a hack. He's the best. Run for president.
Frozen food thing is the most hilarious thing that I've heard.
Uh-huh.
978 text. Stupidest segment since the show started last year.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, thanks, we do stupid here. That's one of the things that we do.
Stupid does what stupid
is. We're pretty good at doing stupid.
Greg, where's your big board? Who do you think the Pats should take in the third round? I like them taking a left tackle.
How's it working ratings-wise doing stupid?
We're doing well. We've hit my ceiling, number two.
Number two? I mean, I don't know. What was the expectation? Was the expectation that the show would be number one in a year? Or, I mean, we've had two ratings books. This is the second one that came out.
Right.
And we're number two.
Right.
I mean, you know.
And I read online, which is always trustworthy, that when Brady's interview stopped, that we would be like 11th.
Really?
Yeah.
And what happened? We're still number two.
Well, maybe they went 1+1, meaning 11, and we were two.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Top of the world, Ma.
With no sports, they're going to be in the cellar, in the basement.
Greg is a rock jock.
Yeah, that transition never worked anywhere.
Yeah, no. Hello, Jack.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Jack?
I guess not much. I'm just doing what everyone else is doing, a little bit of nothing. Yeah. But a couple of options for Wiggy, especially the chicken parm. Alfredo's chicken parm is absolutely the best.
Okay.
Alfredo's.
Alfredo's.
Yeah. So they're a outfit from Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the best. I mean, for an Irish kid like myself, that's quite a compliment. But last night, I had some family-style meat lasagna. I don't do frozen foods that often, but family-style meat lasagna from Trader Joe's.
Oh, from Trader Joe's? Really?
Yeah, it's called Trader Giotto's. I guess that's Italian for Joe.
We discussed that with the frozen pizza when we were discussing the frozen pizza. It's a pretty good Trader Joe's.
They have a nice, I don't know about Trader Joe's, but the family style vegetable lasagna with the nice crispy top is pretty good.
Yeah.
You're not eating vegetable lasagna.
My wife makes that. She makes it for the house and the kids.
Wiggy, please.
I'm not going to ruin what I'm cooking right now like I did last time, but it smells awful. Oh my God, it's this bad.
If it smells bad, I won't touch it.
Let's see. Here's the same 401 texter who is stalking me about my opinion on reopening the economy wants me to admit that I was wrong yesterday because the governor was on. Well, no, I'm not. What am I wrong about? The governor is following the advice of Mr. Gottlieb.
Yeah, the guy who wrote a paper. That's all we know.
I believe that we have, I don't know what's so difficult to understand. I think we must find some way to get people back to work or we are going to be in a theoretically in a depression.
Right.
We haven't had a depression in this country in, you know,
1920s, right?
In nearly 100 years. So I don't get what, like, God, what is your 401
text? There are so many text messages from this person.
What's your, what?
There are so many text messages from this person.
Yeah, I know. They
in the
listen,
last 2 days.
They listen 4 hours a day, and then, I mean, I get it. You and I disagree. That's okay. It's all right. Do people understand it's still okay to disagree in this country?
No.
It's still okay to ask questions?
No.
It's still okay to be concerned about people who, it's okay to be concerned about your young adult kids, in my case, mm-hmm. who are going to, it's going to take years to recover from this?
You know
years.
You know what's comical with this, Greg, is the group that's, they call themselves the Resistance are the ones yelling at people, asking questions of their government and how they're handling the COVID-19 crisis.
Yeah.
Well, I was censored. Didn't get to ask one question to Baker. So,
well, he answered your question. He got another couple hundred ventilators from right. the feds yesterday.
Yeah, but he asked for 1,000.
And he said that we're going to be trying to do a lot more with the testing and tracing. And,
yes.
you know, now that's the next step.
Well, that's okay. There are people like Ken who are okay with everywhere they go mm-hmm. being tracked and traced. I mean, I don't. I'm not going to object to it.
How do I get the fingerprint?
But then there are other people texting in who are like, I'm going to go to SCOTUS over it. They're going to go to the Supreme Court over it.
Yeah, well, whatever we're going to do.
Or as Wiggy would call it, SCROTUS.
SCROTUS. Whatever we're going to. I want a finger.
Ew.
Well, he made it sound like the one where you do the finger prick, where you get a little bit of blood is very easy to do. When can we get those tests? I'd like to know if I've had it
Burke
before.
Burke said maybe 10 to 14 days, actually.
Now, and he said he's going to the doctor, but you can't even go to your doctor, so. How do you get those tests if you can't go to your doctor? We got to wait till things reopen before we can start going to our doctor and getting our height, weight, and, you know, COVID-19 test.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes the food.
Hello, Adam. Oh, hold on.
Hey,
hold
Greg,
on.
How we doing? Good morning.
Hold on just a minute. Yeah, go ahead. What's up?
Hey, how we doing this morning, Greg?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, I saw a great clip this morning on YouTube from John Taffer from Bar Rescue.
Yes.
Don't know if you got a chance to see it. But I definitely recommend it. He talked about how restaurants will bounce back from this COVID-19 crisis and this social distancing. And he's thinking that restaurants could lose 30 to 40% of their seating, meaning that they'll lose 30 to 40% of their profit yearly because of not too many butts in the seats this yeah. time around. And I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah. No, I think there's some estimates that 30 to 40% of restaurants that existed prior to this will never be back. So, I mean, it's, but as the governor said, there was no other choice. There's no other choice. All right. We got time for this now, Curtis. All right. I'm back on Instagram Live. Greg Hill, WEEI is the way to follow me. WEE is the way to follow me on Instagram. Stanley Stizgrimy has a hold of the, this is that one. All right. So Wiggy frozen food entree challenge continues here with item number 3. Are you looking at
I'm
it?
I'm looking
Danielle?
At. That's what I suspected
Show that again.
This was going to be, but I wasn't positive. That's okay.
I'm surprised you haven't had I know there's two left, but usually a big nice frozen meal is the Asian Chinese food style frozen
really
meal.
Yeah, no,
Asian
we didn't do we didn't do that one.
He wants the Asian style food in the bag.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, this is a legendary meal that this used to be a staple in this country very early on in our history.
Okay. Yes.
Right. Especially during times like these.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're giving it away.
Believe it or not. During difficult economic times, this was a big staple when it came to what people were serving to their
family.
When you're looking at the expression on his face.
I love Wiggy blindfolded.
I can't believe, by the way, that anybody eats this. But,
people but it's still eat it.
It's available in the fridge. People do?
Do you think he knows the alternate title?
Hey, that's disgusting. What is that?
Well, you don't want another bite?
No, hell no. Hell no. Tastes like dog food.
I need the box, Curtis. Do you have the box handy by any chance for that?
Let me get it right in.
Amazing. All
right.
No idea. Like, do you want to guess at the protein that's involved? In
ham?
That's not good for the manufacturer.
No, it's not.
It's not ham.
Oh, God,
it is,
man.
It's not ham.
Nor is it a ham product.
That was disgusting right there. it was, I don't even know. That man, that was nasty right there. What was that?
What you just consumed is made by the Stouffer's people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They need to stop making that thing right
they
now.
They do very well when it comes to the frozen food.
Mm-hmm.
And you enjoyed a classic Stouffer's recipe, the creamed
chipped beef.
Ugh, God, that was nasty.
Do you want to tell them what it's also called?
What?
What the nickname is?
Beef stroganoff?
Well, no.
Yeah, no, the nickname in the when they used to eat it in the military was was S on a shingle, I believe, was one.
Well, that's what exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. So oh, that was nasty.
What right that there. Was tender strips of dried beef in a seasoned creamy sauce.
Ew.
I'd rather eat bat soup than that.
No way to identify. No way to identify that.
Yeah,
eh?
That was disgusting.
Yeah. What are you worried about?
Can we
about?
Do the second one during trending? Then I can sponsor it.
Yes, yes, you can. Hold on. All right. So if you want to know, Wiggy, by the way, surprisingly nutritious.
Mm-hmm.
Only 7 grams of fat.
So it's healthy.
Sodium only 550 grams.
This whole place smells awful because of that dish.
That name. Ugh.
Oh my God.
People, they ain't lying. What they call that. It in the military? S on a stick? Though, what'd you say?
That's something different.
Yeah, well,
S on a shingle.
S on a shingle.
On a shingle. That was the toast. Yeah. Is that actual toast, or is that like some kind of a toast substitute that they have?
It was.
In there?
It evaporated.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Well, 1 for 3, Wiggy.
Should you I got, bring in the other one?
Or do you want to do it after trending? We're going to do it after trending.
Okay.
Oh, I want to do it during. Can we do it during trending?
Yeah, we can do it during trending.
Yeah, that's what I
like. Sure. All right. Well, let's get to what's trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Frozen Food Friday continues here on WEEI. Brought to you by Red River Technology. Technology decisions are not black and white. Think red. Visit redriver.com to learn more. So to recap, Wiggy nailed the first one, which was chicken in his wheelhouse, right?
No. First one was Salisbury steak.
Oh, Salisbury steak.
Nailed that
Salisbury
one.
Steak. He nailed
with,
it.
With the mac one. And cheese. Yeah. Pasta.
I missed the marsala and I missed that beef, doodle beef.
He missed the chicken marsala. All right. So still live on Instagram, Greg Hill, WEEI. And this is the final frozen food entree.
Okay.
And Curtis is helping him. Curtis is helping him.
Like an airplane, ready?
All right. Curtis is like, this is like Ken trying to feed his daughter, by the way. Curtis trying to get the fork into Wiggy's mouth. It's just like an airplane. All right. Wiggy's now afraid that everything is going to taste like the chipped beef taste. Nothing tastes like the chipped beef. Don't worry about it. Mm. How is it?
That was like, That's beef, right?
No.
That's not beef?
This is not good for the frozen food industry.
That's
right
not
now.
Beef
this
right there?
It's not good for them.
I was so encouraged it's about the first one.
I mean, are you expecting 3 Michelin stars, Greg? I don't think so.
This is a smart ones meal, Wiggy, by the way. Oh. So you can eat more than one bite of this and not worry about your awakened 180. All right, bite number two going
That's
in.
Mashed potatoes.
Okay, you got some mashed potatoes. You nailed that.
That wasn't beef?
No, it wasn't beef.
Definitely not
really?
Beef.
Really?
No.
Why do you think it's beef? The texture or the taste?
Yeah, because the texture is like, you know, like a burger beef. Like a burger beef patty.
You're way off.
Are you sure you eat chicken parm at the Meridian Market, or is it something else?
No, it's chicken parm.
That's like real cutlet stuff.
There's no way that was pork.
No. Think fall. Think what you might eat.
It's like a turkey scent, like a turkey thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
That ain't turkey.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't turkey.
Yes, it is.
They passing that off as turkey.
No.
There's no way that's turkey. There's no way that's turkey.
That is the Smart Ones slow roasted turkey breast. With classic pan gravy and garlic herb mashed
potatoes.
I'm going
to eat the turkey now that I can see it.
Yeah, you're going to eat that turkey.
That turkey had a neck tat.
I don't know what they use in making it. That's fake turkey.
Well, it's probably because they had to make it dietary.
That's flurky right there.
It's flurky. It's tough to get the taste right if you're going low-cal.
Yeah.
You should have just stuck with the regular... Because that's not a good meal either. Stay away from that one, people.
1 for 4. Not bad. Yeah. Well, you got the mashed potatoes.
I got the mashed potatoes.
1.5.
Yeah, 1.5. We'll give you half a credit.
Good job, Wiggs.
All right, nice job, Wiggy. Yeah. Anything,
this episode of Frozen Food Friday has been brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. Membership open to everyone that lives, works, or goes to school in Norfolk, Suffolk, and Middlesex counties. Visit cityofbostoncu.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. And that's what's trending now.
Downtown to see my lady. She stood me up and I stood there waiting. It'll be alright when the morning comes.
up in the air when the rain in my hair. I got nowhere to go, I can go anywhere. It'll be alright when the morning comes.
Oh, who is that, Ken?
That's a Danielle favorite, the Hall & Oates.
That's
like
Hall & Oates?
Yeah.
It's got to be early Hall & Oates.
It's like a Oates. Deep track.
I've never heard the song.
What's it called?
When the Morning Comes. Mm. Text request.
When the morning comes, we'll still be inside.
Danielle, do you have my photo array ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I sent it to you.
Okay, excellent.
Check your 206 text messages.
I want to present the latest Wiggy frozen food entree to Instagram, but I want the box to be there. That is the chipped beef, which Wiggy did not like.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
You know what? I can't believe you never had that growing up. That was like a staple.
Nope.
For a lot of people, whether it was in the like post-depression or when it came to like the tough economic times, the chipped beef was a staple.
Well, I was fortunate. So growing up for me, I grew up, you know, in an Italian household with an Italian grandmother who constantly cooked. So I was fortunate. We didn't eat a ton of like frozen, you know, TV dinners unless there was something completely going wrong.
We only had tenderloins in my home.
All right. I literally just shared a picture. If you want to see how disgusting that chipped beef was.
It smelled even worse.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of, I'm guessing it's not tenderloin. I don't know what kind of beef.
Whatever 180 degrees from a tenderloin is.
It came from a wet market.
That's it. It tasted like it came from a wet market.
This is Josh from Connecticut. What's up, Josh?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say big fan of the show. Thanks for keeping us entertained and talking about all these things that are important to us, sports and virus-related.
We're doing our best. We're doing our best over here, Josh. Doing our best.
Well, so Greg asked a question a little while ago. When are we getting back to our normal? When's this going to end? When's it going to end? And I think as Americans, we like to have resolve on certain things. And the medical community for years has poured in a lot of time, energy, and money and resources into developing vaccines for like MERS and SARS and avian bird flu with not a lot of success. And I think until there is some sort of rollout of a universal vaccine that sort of covers you on XYZ or something, American people aren't going to really be all that interested in going out to these large-scale football games and baseball games and that new normal until we feel some sort of victory has been accomplished with getting back to a normal state of what we sort of used to have. And I think that honestly, I think we're going to be okay if we realize that the way we used to live our lives before this all happened is never going back to the way that used to be, ever.
Never?
No.
Like, are you okay with that?
You know, I no, but what are we going to do?
We're going to do the same thing. We're going to do the same thing that people did after the Spanish flu pandemic.
He doesn't really believe that.
We're going to go back out and try to like live our lives.
You just said if there's Josh. You just said if there's
I'm okay with it because you know I just feel that as a general, if you were to poll every American and say what would really make you want to kind of go back to the way things used to be, I think that people want to feel like something got rolled out. That would and they are trying to research a universal vaccine to help protect against future exposure. It doesn't help you if you've got it, but I think that people in general want to feel like a victory has been accomplished, and this just looks like we're slowly bleeding to death.
But don't you ultimately think, and I don't know how long it will be, that there'll be some vaccine for this?
Well, let me ask you this. They've been trying to work on an avian bird flu, SARS and MERS vaccine. And they haven't had one yet.
But we're not even. We have a flu vaccine, and
because it changes, the virus changes.
But we have a flu vaccine, and a large portion of the population doesn't get it, and that's okay. So
right.
I don't. I mean, you know, if we lose 60,000 people to this, it's a horrible thing,
right?
We lost 61,000 to the flu in 2017, 2018, and we have a vaccine for that.
Right. So I think what you're saying, Greg, is that if you do the numbers and you say, okay, that we get to a point where this might you know, take 60,000 people away from us every single year.
Yes.
It's very similar in the sense of the people that are going to pass away, whether it's from the flu virus or pneumonia, it's going to be the same type
of... And there's going to most likely be something else that comes along that is similar, a novel virus that is going to threaten us in the same way. Are we going to go through this destruction of the economy every single time? I'm just asking the question. People get so enraged when I ask the question.
But you can't ask any questions.
Greg, you're up talking.
Wouldn't this also lead to other countries possibly engaging in biological warfare when they see what this one thing has done to the entire international business community?
Oh, what an alarmist. Jeez.
Well, no, it's true.
But he is right. By the way, several texters believe that was Tom E. Curran calling in under a pseudonym.
Ooh.
Josh from Connecticut is actually Tom E. Curran. Now he's resorted to calling in on the show to argue about things. Mm-hmm. All right. We got to take a break, but the crossover is coming up next. Crossover this morning brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. And Rich is joining us from home again, probably craving a little chipped beef, I would assume, after hearing Wiggy.
Oh, yeah, that does sound good. Yeah,
on
that
toast. Sounds good. It's got to be on toast.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That's the shingle part. The chipped beef is the S part, but the shingle part is the...
Well, that's good to know. That's a good tip.
Was that a staple at the Keefe household growing up by any chance or no?
You know, it wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Was your mom a good cook?
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a no.
Yeah, right. yeah, she's good.
Mine had my mom, the OG Mrs. Hill, who's still with us, had like three meals that she made. And that was
okay.
That was it. She made the classic chicken casserole with the cream of mushroom soup, which I think the Campbell's people invented in order to sell more soup. She made lasagna. And she had like a Swedish meatball thing. I think.
What day of the week was the lasagna?
That was normally Wednesdays.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Was the is that because of the Prince people and
probably right
the spaghetti day thing? Yeah.
And then was that also lunch on Thursday? Probably.
Yeah, of course it was. Yeah. It was for dinner actually on Thursday.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's back to back. That takes out two of the seven nights. That's good.
How's the food journal coming along, Greg? What was yesterday like?
Yesterday, I don't remember. I think I had a Cape Cod pizza for dinner.
I'm guessing you did.
Just two slices.
Yep. Dap the cheese to get rid of the grease. Yep.
I had the peanut butter banana toast when I got home yesterday. I had it here in the studio. And then, I don't remember. I maybe had a roast beef sandwich for lunch or something. I don't know. You want me to do a weekend food journal?
Yes.
I'll do it.
Yes.
The people love it.
It's Easter. Are you celebrating Easter Sunday, Rich? What's the?
Yeah, I'll do like an egg hunt. You know, I'll go look for some eggs. Maybe eat a ham. You know, that kind of thing.
Did you happen to see the story this morning about the woman in Florida, who Florida not like the rest of us way, put all these eggs in the mailboxes in the neighborhood? I think was it 400 mailboxes, Danielle?
Correct.
Oh, you can't do that now.
And what was inside the eggs?
Porn. And goldfish crackers, but mostly porn.
And probably coronavirus.
Yes. And porn.
How do you get porn in an egg?
Well, you printed stuff and then, you know, maybe cut it. If she had magazines or something, you crumple it up. And
pretty good size egg, huh?
Just regular plastic Easter eggs, the little kind you clip together.
What would you do right now if you went to your mailbox and opened it up and there was an Easter egg in there? What would you do? What would you do?
I'd call the cops.
I'd move. I'd be like, this is it. See you later.
I'd burn my mailbox.
Yeah.
Ken would run away screaming.
Right. Ken has like 10 feet of mail outside his house. He won't bring it
Ken
in.
Ken doesn't touch anything.
Return to sender.
Your postman is going to report they think you're dead or something. Like, at least bring it into the house. Like, grab a rake or something and drag it into the house.
Spray it down or something.
Well, I don't know. Rich, did you hear the governor? It sounds like things won't reopen for a while, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we've been getting some positive news, though, but it's still going to be a while. You know, like the positives being, you know, what was the early projected death toll? It was like 230,000, 40,000.
Sure,
and now that's come way down. So that's good, but it just doesn't seem like normal is going to happen for a while. That's definitely true.
You got to get Dale, the Fauci honk, on the ropes a little bit today with all these incorrect prognostications the little doctor has had.
We're at halftime, and Curtis is declaring the game over. I love it.
No, but it's not a blowout like everybody.
But even the governor said it didn't sound like sports in Massachusetts would happen for a considerable amount of time when the governor was asked about it.
In the brief time I've had in the last hour to look at this Gottlieb's information, if he's really going to use him as the former FDA head as the sort of barometer of when the economy is going to come back, it's not anytime soon.
Really?
Yes. I mean, if that's, you know, if it's still true what Gottlieb wrote a couple weeks ago, then yes.
Is it a white paper? Is it called the Gottlieb paper? Is the Gottlieb theorem? The Gottlieb manifesto?
It's like Gottlieb's chipped beef.
Well, it's kind
of 20 pages worth.
Won't it be interesting to see what Trump does? Because
Trump wants May 1st.
Right, but if... And that's the...
very, very soon. Very, 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 very soon.
But that's what's floating around, right? So if he now pushes May 1st again, it's like, all right, you pushed April now. Now you're pushing May again. When are you going to... You keep telling us it's going to reopen. When are we really going to do it? Because I can't remember where I saw it, but they ultimately said that's who Trump's going up against. It's not, you know, sleepy Biden or whatever he calls him.
It is
the coronavirus. And I think the more he pushes the opening of the country back, and that affect him moving forward?
Very, 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 very soon, I hope.
Rich, would you be okay with the surveillance tracking that the governor was talking about?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're already being tracked anyway.
I think they need another name for that. Like,
that does. I mean, a lot of people are going to reject just the name of it. But if you really stop and think about it.
Electronic data sharing. That sounds better.
Yeah, that's what it is.
People know what you're doing. They can see, hear, and everything. Like, you're already being watched. So just embrace it.
They need to call it, like, courtesy monitoring or safety disease-free safety monitoring.
I can't wait till Derek the Steelers fan gets a tag to wear. That's going to be the greatest day ever.
Better be a big tag.
All right. Where did the Twitter poll end up about when you would be willing to go to a game, by the way, at Fenway?
Over 2,000 votes. Let me get the actual up-to-date here. 58.3% of respondents would not attend a Red Sox game prior to the development of a coronavirus vaccine.
So,
but they would go to a Celtics or Bruins game. Yes.
100% would go to BC football.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have used Red Sox. We used Red Sox because theoretically we thought they would be the first to return.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much.
Dale and Keith can do the Patriots, and then OMF can do the Bruins.
All right. Well, what are you guys talking about today, Rich?
Well, there's some crazy theories for the NHL and how they're going to return. There's a GM that has some wild ideas for how they would do the playoffs. We'll get to that. Peter King on the Brandon Cooks trade and some of the other NFL news and notes. So we'll do all of that. Plus, one of my favorite segments every week on Friday at 1:30, Chris Scheim tries to find four things to bet on in the world where there are no sports.
Well,
but there's still stuff going on, and he finds it, and he tells you who to bet on.
Well, he can bet on Episode 8 of The Tiger King, which is on Sunday. You can now taking bets on all that. So
good.
All right. Have a great weekend, you and Dale and everybody. Enjoy Easter if you're celebrating
Likewise.
Easter.
Except the Greeks, that's next weekend.
You do get a pass on Good Friday when it comes to chipped beef. Danielle said that there is a pass today, so you're okay on that.
Hmm. That's correct.
You're a Catholic. Monday we'll be back with Dr. Boney at 8, and that'll wrap it up for us. Wiggy, thank you.
All right.
All right. And
good job, Wiggs.
Later.
Great job. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on Monday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.